This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, and Dr. Kerpostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Genevieve, it's G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. Date of birth 9/1/1948. Dear Matthew and Dr. Kerpostman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Schumacher with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was July 26 of 2021. She did receive a third Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination dose without any side effects other than a slightly sore arm. She states that her blood sugars are very well controlled on her new medications, the glipizide, her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.4. She did have abdominal pressure, and she was thinking that maybe it was a bladder infection of some sort. There was an urge to move her, to urinate, actually, and so low suprapubic abdominal pain. And she was evaluated in the local ER. They didn't find anything specific, and that was November 17th of last year, 2021. But in reviewing the lab report, her CEA level is mildly elevated at 4.3. And she's not a smoker and no known history of colon cancer. Although she does have a family history of colon cancer, she reports. Otherwise, she's been feeling well. She has gained about 14 pounds, though, over the last 6 months. And she has not had a colonoscopy for at least 15 years, she states. She also sees Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K-H, for severe restless leg syndrome and her fibromyalgia. And that seems to be under control, she states. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She reports that her Lasix was decreased from 80 milligram a day down to 40 milligram a day, and the urinary urgency completely resolved when that was done. So she believes that the problem has been is resolved. No edema or claudication symptoms. She does have shortness of breath on exertion, none at rest, no cough or sputum production. No known infection from COVID-19 either. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram 3 times a week for secondary hyperparathyroidism. She's on the Lasix and then potassium chloride 10 mil equivalent twice a day. She's also on Lipitor 40 milligram daily, and the glipizide is 10 milligram twice a day. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 180 pounds. She was unable to get a blood pressure or pulse today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 19th of 2022. Creatinine was markedly improved, probably secondary to the decrease in Lasix. Currently, creatinine is 1.3 with estimated GFR of 40. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.1. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.8. Phosphorus is 3.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is 124.4, hemoglobin 15.7 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine levels, chronic congestive heart failure, currently stable, and diabetic nephropathy with excellent diabetic control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will discuss the elevated CEA level that was found in November. Maybe that could be repeated, or perhaps she could have a Cologuard test versus a screening colonoscopy if necessary. And the patient will talk to you about this at her next visit in February. And she'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.